We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin Hawkinsmith. Andrew P. Shea, sitting in for Greg Pickle. Andy, how you doing? You ready for some more college football talk?
Always. College football talk, yes. End of conversation. It could be about Penn State. It could be about college football in general. I'm a junkie. I'm a noon to midnight guy if I can every single Saturday. I don't want to go to the games necessarily. I want to watch like eight of them.
Very good. We're going to get into those reasons why you love college football. But this segment, speaking of loving college football, you're going to have to love this. Do you like that segue? GoPSURV is bringing you quarter four. They are doing something really special for the Appalachian State game. Our buddy Mark over there, just for you Keystone Kickoff listeners, he is going to rent his RVs half price for the Appalachian State game. If half price doesn't get you there, how about this? I've had a lot of people talk to me about Mark's place, gopsurv.com. If you want to check it out, opening day, Appalachian State, either Friday night or Saturday morning, open house. Come in, tour the RVs, see what it's all about. Not only that, our friends at 409 Tailgate will be there. There's going to be free barbecue sampling. Andrew's eyes just lit up.
Yeah.
There's going to be free wine samples. Labatt Blue will be there with samples. There'll be games, prizes. And how about this, Andy? Mark is going to raffle off a free RV for a future game, the Maryland game. If you show up for the open house, you get a raffle ticket, you get a chance to win that. How about that?
I mean, what more can he do to say, come check me out or come join us for a game and get a sample of what we can do? Half price, open house. You know, it's interesting. Last week I was talking to a friend of mine, and I don't know how the conversation came up, but I mentioned it. And I know him and his family go to like two or three Penn State games a year. That's what they do. They do GoPSURV because I don't know how the conversation steered there, but I mentioned it. And he's like, oh, that's what we do. And I'm like, really? I didn't know that. All these years, we've been friends for a long time. I had no idea.
Now, watch this segue. If you love college football, that's what you got to do. And speaking of loving college football, the other day, Andy, we talked about things that can be done to make the greatest sport in the world, college football, even better. Let's take the other tack today. Why is it that we love college football so much? It's a great sport. We love it, but why? And if you don't mind, I'm going to start.
Go ahead. No, this is all you. You got a long list.
I do. And here's what I'm going to start with. In September, if the Cleveland Browns beat the New England Patriots, who cares? It doesn't matter. You know where the Browns are going to end up. You know where the Patriots are going to end up.
That's kind of interesting.
However, Penn State goes into that first game against Appalachian State. If they somehow lose, oh boy.
That matters.
It matters.
Right.
As we found out a couple years ago when Penn State lost to Pitt in the out-of-conference game, that cost them a college football playoff bid. Every game counts.
So what I like about college football, every game kind of counts to a degree in terms of what you measure as what we're looking for success. To me, the NFL was always the star of the football world. I mean, I'm a high school football junkie because I like the unpredictability of the high school football game. I still think there's a huge element of unpredictability to the college game. But there was always like this gap between the NFL and college football. Well, guess what? I think the college football playoff has eliminated the gap between the NFL and the college football sport. In other words, if the NFL doesn't do a good job over the next half decade of taking care of its own business, and we know it's a powerful machine, college football is going to pass them as an entertainment and football product overall. And the college football playoff has just elevated this game to another level. So that, in other words, the week two game that might cost you a spot in the Big Ten or the SEC championship game now also might cost you a spot in the college football playoff. So that the stakes each week are now higher. Yes, you could say, quote unquote, every game matters and it is week to week. But now the stakes are higher.
Yes.
For 10 to 12 to 15 programs a year. So the stakes are higher, which means the interest is going to be higher. The game already is a little bit unpredictable, not as unpredictable as the high school game, but there is an air of unpredictability to college football that simply doesn't exist in the NFL. And that's why I love it so much, because the ability to be shocked and surprised by what happens, even if it's, say, Penn State and Ohio State. Look, that game shocked the living you know what out of me last year, because I was like, dude, Penn State has no fear of taking these guys out behind the woodshed. Now, they couldn't hold up for 60 minutes, but after beating them in 16 at home on the Grant Haley block thing, and then they turn around and go in there, that surprised the living you know what out of me. I was impressed by Ohio State's comeback, but that ability doesn't exist in the NFL, and that's one of the things I really love. And the stakes are higher since the college football playoff became a thing. It's elevated this game to a whole nother level.
And by the way, you talked about Penn State, Ohio State last week, and you talk about upsets and what happened the following week to both those teams.
Yeah, here we go. Here, I should just give you a set of pearl drums.
No, I'm not,
they went on the road and lost.
I'm not going to beat the drum about that not being the right way to schedule. But what it shows you is on any given week and both those games, Iowa beating Ohio State, Michigan State beating Penn State. What's the end result?
Correct. There's a thing in football when two elite teams are play, or you play an elite team plays another elite team and then they go into the next week, they say, well, no, it's a hangover. It's not a mental hangover. It's a physical thing. Like the physical demand of it in a coming off a huge game like that, it's not the mental toll. It's physically, can you rebound and perform? That's the bigger thing. And that's sort of the little unfair thing. I agree with you.
All right. You are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This segment is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That's GoPSURV.com. Go check it out. You want my next one on my list?
Keep going.
I love the rivalries in college football. And let me tell you why. And you have, obviously, as a Penn State fan, and I'm going to say we Penn State fans. I'm a fan, no doubt about it. I count as rivals Pitt, Michigan, Ohio State. Not only am I rooting for Penn State to win every week, I'm rooting for those teams to lose every week. I have a vested interest in their games, even if Penn State's not playing them.
So you follow the tail. You're not just about the head-to-head. You follow the other side of the tail.
Oh, my God, yes. I want Michigan to lose every single week. Does that make me a bad person?
No. It just makes you passionate about your team. I think in the same instance, I think there's – look, I'm a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and I have passion for my NFL team. I don't have any passion for a college football program like that, but I have infinitely more passion for – a college football game. It could be Mississippi State and Ole Miss. I want to watch that football game. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be my team. I like the rivalries. I don't follow the tails as much, but I think the passion of the college football game is an element that the NFL does not own or possess. Look, NFL, I'm not saying NFL fans are bad. I'm just saying there's a passion and love for the game and the university together that you simply cannot replicate at the NFL level, and you can't really feel it through a TV. You can kind of get a picture of it. You got to be in a stadium to feel it. It is completely different. I can watch an NFL game on TV and then go to the stadium, and it's not much different. If I watch a college football game on TV and then go to a stadium, it is completely different, and that is the passion element I think is missing.
And I'm not sure you meant to, but you kind of alluded to the next item on my list. You mentioned Mississippi State. I'm dying to find out how Joe Moorhead is going to do and in the Southeast Conference, and it's because of the style he plays. And that's what I like about college football, the different styles. What Stanford and Michigan do is much different than what Penn State does, which is not much different than what the academies do. though, all those different types, styles of play, I think, add to the college football.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think Joe Moorhead's going to be fine. I just have a sneaky suspicion that that guy was built to do a job like this at a university like that.
Joe Moorhead was nice enough to visit us here, yeah. Keystone Kickoff. I am a fan. After Penn State, I'm rooting for Mississippi State, which, again, is another one of those things.
Keep going down your list. Keep
down my list. My next one, I mentioned it a little bit there. I love the academies. I love watching Navy play. I love watching Army play. And it's both the style of play and who those guys are and what they're about. How could you not be a fan of them?
Well, I'm jaded. I'm a Army combat veteran, so I'm like all about go Army, beat Navy. I mean, I respect Navy. I love their coach. I'd let my kid play for him. I respect their winning streak, but I follow. So there's the tale of the thing.
But you're go Army.
Follow Navy. And I'm like, okay, I want you to win games that are kind of like outside the box, but I don't want you to be so good that I go into the Army-Navy game thinking it's going to take a minor miracle for us to win. I don't watch as many Army games as I do Navy because the power of information sometimes curdles me. But the academies are exactly what college football is at a pedestrian, everyman level. That is what it is. We are all not Penn State level type caliber. You know, players or can relate to that, but everybody can relate to the academies. Keep going. You got more in the
list. By the way, I did a lot of work with the Navy previously, so I have Navy leanings. We'll have to talk about that come December.
Squid.
I like that the clock stops after a first down. I love that.
That's a little point that I think is. No, I do like that. You know why? Because it opens up opportunities in the last 5 minutes of more football games than it would. That's a great. I never thought of that. I like that as well.
All right. We have less than a minute left. Let me go on to my next one. I love how the teams change every year that Saquon Barkley's gone.
Right.
But you know what? Miles Sanders. Micah Parsons, the changeover, the potential new stars, Justin Shorter. I can't wait to see these guys play.
I don't think you get many coaches agree with you because they would call it the blessing and the curse of college football is the fact that you turn over and change and your leadership moves, your talent level moves. They would say it makes their job harder. But it also makes their job so much better.
It does, and it makes it so much better for us fans. There's always that excitement with that incoming class, especially the way this team is recruiting now. Andy, that went so fast. That's it for today's show. Thank you so much,
You're
Andy.
Welcome.
And we'll see you next time.
Summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.